SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here at Cal Seniors Yard as we get set for the final game of the day here in day four of the Cal Ripken World Series. It is Japan versus Mexico, an 8 o'clock first pitch scheduled start time here. And Rob Dawson on hand. I was here for the 5:30 game with the Korea 7-1 win over Australia. This is a crossover game in the international group play. Group C is Japan, and they come in with a record of 2-0. They are a half a game behind Puerto Rico currently. Puerto Rico 3-0 in first place in Group C. Mexico comes in third place in Group D with a 1-1 record. So obviously a very big game for Mexico and for Japan, trying to get into first place still. Of course, if they were to fall today, they would be still in second place, and they would still be safe in advancing. But a 3-0 record would make things very easy for them to try and advance into the knockout round coming up later this week here in Aberdeen. Of course, we have today the end of five games today here for both teams or for the Cal Ripken League staff here. It's been a long day of baseball that started at 10 o'clock in the morning. But, of course, we've come to the end of it here with Japan and Mexico for the final game of the day. We will take a pregame break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about this matchup, and we'll get a chance to meet both teams for the starting lineups, and we'll get a chance for the pregame ceremony, here the pregame ceremony and the national anthems for both teams. But once again, final game of the day, Japan versus Mexico. That comes up next. And this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here for the final game of the day. Game number five from Cal Seniors Yard. It is Japan versus Mexico. And we're so proud to be a part of it with you. Rob Dawson on hand here. They're making the final preparations of the field for the final game of the day. They are repainting the batter's box. The umpires are on the field. Japan met their fans along the first base line with one group bow. even with the batter's box. Very nice sight to see. Of course, the different cultures coming together here in Aberdeen. So Japan with a systematic bow together, holding hands as they met their fans coming off from fielding practice. So we take a look at how both of these teams got here. First, for Mexico, they are the international favorites, but they were stunned by Australia in the first game, 6-2. And so, as we saw, Australia in the last game, they lost to Korea 7-1, but in that first game earlier in the day, Mexico was stunned by Australia 6-2. They were making contact offensively, but they could not find any holes. The Australia defense was so critical for that, and Mexico was able to came out with the loss in that one, 6-2. But they got a big 10-0 win over New Zealand. Their bats came alive in that one, shutting them out 10-0. Alex Ballesteros key in that one as well. Jesus Castillo got a single, and then five more hits in the second inning. They were up 9-0 very quickly. They won in mercy rule fashion. So let's go to the field now. We'll talk more about Japan in a moment, but here are the starting lineups.
First, announcing the lineup for tonight's away team, Team Mexico. Batting first, playing shortstop, number 12, Alex Ballesteros. Batting second, playing right field, number 7, Roque Salinas. Batting third and pitching, number 1, Andres Medina. Batting fourth, playing left field, number 18, Jesus Castillo. Batting fifth, playing center field, number 17, Fernando Villacana. Batting sixth, playing first base, number 15, Jerry Cuevas. Batting seventh, playing second base, number 8, Brian Guerrero. Batting eighth, playing third base, number 13, Sergio Atwell. And batting ninth, catching, number 10, Noel Perez. Now announcing the substitutes for Team Mexico. Number 6, Luis Castellanos. Number 11, Jesus Carrillo. Number 16, Marcos Encinas. Number 14, Michael Gonzalez. Number 2, Ricardo Sanchez. And number 3, Israel Espinoza. The manager for Team Mexico is Victor Paez. The assistant coaches are Norma Perez and Fernando Soto. And the bat boy for Team Mexico is Evan Giordani. Now announcing the lineup for the home team, Team Japan. Batting first and pitching, number 20, Yusei Okamoto. Batting second, playing second base, number 5, Kotaro Akagi. Batting third, catching, number 26, Hiroki Yoshihara. Batting fourth, playing left field, number 11, Tayo Hayashi. Batting fifth, playing first base, number 9, Yusuke Kawanaka. Batting sixth, playing third base, number 19, Yusei Takeoka. Batting seventh, playing center field, number 17, Kosuke Nishihima. Batting seventh, playing right field, number 6, Shun Fukuta. And batting ninth, playing shortstop, number 3, Shoma Sakashika. Now announcing the reserves for Team Japan. Number 8, Yuki Sukurai. Number 2, Junosuke Kikuchi. Number 10, Yuki Ito. Number 18, Tayo Sukimura. Number 12, Koki Hasegawa. And number 7, Shota Nozaki. The manager for Team Japan is Akihiro Nakagomi. The assistant coaches are Kunitaka Tiyama and Katsuyuki Suzuki. The bat boy for Team Japan is Jojo Garcia. And the ambassadors for Team Japan, Kristen Flosser, Georgia Boone, and Sydney Hook. At this time, we ask that you all please rise and gentlemen remove your hats. And first, we will hear the Mexican national anthem performed by Rosita Salvatierra.
Mexicanos a grito de guerra, el acero a prestar y el bridón, y retiembla en sus centros la tierra al sonoro rugir del cañón, y retiembla en sus centros la tierra al sonoro rugir del cañón. Signo patria, tú tienes de oliva, de la paz del arcángel divino, que en el cielo tu eterno destino por el dedo de Dios se escribió. Mas si usar un extraño enemigo, profanar con sus plantas tu suelo, pienso, patria querida, que en cielo un soldado en cada hijo te dio, un soldado en cada hijo te dio. Mexicanos al grito de guerra, el acero aprestado y el bridón, y retiembla en su centro la tierra al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y retiembla en sus centros de tierra al sonoro rugir del cañón.
Thank you, Rosita. We will hear Japan's national anthem. Finally, please remain standing as Leilani Rice sings the national anthem of the United States of America.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air. will say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And as you hear all of the anthems, and now time for the code.
The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this evening, representing Team Japan, is number 7, Shota Nozaki.
You need this? No. All right. Right into your mouth.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong, agile sportsman-like conduct. Develop understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance, and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotion and speech. Develop spirits of cooperation and team play. Develop into real true citizens.
Let's play ball.
All right, there you have it. The pregame celebration, all the anthems, and the code of conduct for Cal Ripken League as both teams exchange hands. It looks like Mexico is a gift for Japan on the way to their dugout. A little memento there, part of the heartwarming part of international play. Before we were talking about Japan's path here, Japan in their last game yesterday, 31-0 victory over Team Dominican Republic. That went on at Nationals Field. And then Japan beat Canada 11-1. So those are their first two games here. So Japan has been had a prolific offense throughout the first two games. And Mexico trying to get to win number two to be tied in Group D with the two other teams, Korea and Australia. Remember, the top two from each group advance to play. This is the final game of the day here, and if the knockout round started today in the American division, it would be Hanford, California and Prince George's County advancing from Group A, Harford County and West Raleigh, North Carolina from Group B, Puerto Rico and Japan from Group C, and Australia and Korea from Group D. That would be if the bracket round started today. Of course, couple more days left to go for that. The international teams have a bye on Wednesday the 13th, so it will be just the United States groups playing in that day. As both teams' coaches are exchanging lineup cards. You already heard the starting lineups for both teams, and Mexico is the road team, and they will be batting first. Japan is the home team. They'll be batting in the bottom half of the innings. Ryusei Okawato is the starting pitcher for Japan, as Japan takes the field in dark blue jerseys with orange sleeves, orange numbers with white outlining, orange Japan letters with white outlines in the front, gray pants, and almost every one of the Japan players has their socks high, wearing sort of a flame-colored sock. Before we begin tonight's game, we have gotten sad word, and for those of you listening abroad, you may be familiar. For those of you in the United States, you definitely know. Robin Williams, one of the finest actors and comedians in our time, has passed away at the age of 63. That news coming, I'd say, about an hour and a half ago. We got word as word spread through social media and then confirmation from the Washington Post. But Robin Williams has passed away at the age of 63, one of the funniest actors and comedians you'll ever find. So now turning into a very sad evening here in Aberdeen and across the country and perhaps even the world in particular. But we understand that Robin Williams has passed away at the age of 63. So a somber note on that. But we are here for baseball here for game number five of the day, the final game. It is Japan versus Mexico. Mexico will be in their green jerseys with red sleeves. They have red numbers on the back with white outline, red Mexico across the front with white outline, and white pants. Their helmets are multicolored, red, black, and white. They kind of look like a candy cane kind of form on the front. Japan has dark blue caps with orange bills on them. More of a red-orange kind of color. So it'll be leading off for Mexico, Alex Ballesteros. He'll be going up against Ryusei Okawato. And we are underway here in game number five. Here's the wind, and the first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And we are underway here in game number five of the day. Ballesteros, the shortstop. And now here's the 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss, strike two. Okawato kind of has a pause in his delivery. Split-second pause while his leg kick is up in the air before delivering the pitch. So now it'll be an 0-2 to Ballesteros. And the pitch is low and away. And the count, one ball and two strikes. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch. And this one is fouled away. Fouled off the end of the bat and then fouled off of Ballesteros. The ball hit him. So now it's still a 1-2 count. So now, here's the wind in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, off speed, and down goes Ballesteros. Ballesteros fooled in that one, and strike three called, and there's one away. Roque Salinas up at the plate, so one away. Outfield in. Infield is spread out, so they don't want to guard us against a hit in no man's land. And the first pitch is a ball outside, and the count 1-0. As we mentioned, Mexico comes in 1-1 in international group play. They lost to Australia in the first game. That was a little bit of a surprise, rebounded in game two. The 1-0 is hit off the end of the bat, and coming on and making the catch in the air in right field for the second out of the inning is Shu Fukuta for out number two. Andres Medina up at the plate now with two away. Bases empty here in the top of the first inning. Now the outfield backs up. Actually, there's a stray ball on the field. And the right fielder Fukuta goes and picks it up, throws it aside. So now two away. Here's the first pitch, and that is off speed, swing and a miss, strike one. Medina well out in front. We could see already that the pitcher Okawato really has a killer off speed pitch. The 0-1, and that is fouled away. And the count, no balls and two strikes. It is almost like the air comes out of the ball on the way to the mitt. So now it'll be an 0-2. Here's the delivery and the pitch. And that is a ball outside. And the count 1-2. Medina laid off that one on the outer part of the plate. Medina, the right-handed hitter, going up against the righty Acuado. Here's the 1-2. That is fouled away, and they'll do it again. And the count's still 1-2. Nightfall has come. Overcast sky still. Here's the 1-2. Off speed, swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Medina. And that is the final out of the inning. Two strikeouts for Acuado. No runs, no hits, and no one left for Mexico at the end of a half inning of play. It's Mexico nothing, and Japan's coming to bat. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson here at Cal Senior's Yard. As we go to the bottom of the first inning. And Andres Medina, the pitcher on for Mexico. He was struck out as a batter in the first inning, now on the mound trying to strike out the Japanese hitters. Ryusei Acuado, the pitcher, leads off here for Japan in the bottom of the first inning. So 1-2-3 inning for Japan. Now, so group meeting at the mound. Lead things off, and now Mexico takes their place in the infield. So Rusei Okamoto leads off. Called him Okawado before. It looked like a W on the scorecard, but it was actually an M. And the first pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. We got this straight from the manager, so a little bit hard to read. So it's Acuado. So now it'll be the 0-1 from Medina, and the 0-1 is swing and a miss. Strike two. We have seen some good pitching, it looks like, on both sides, as Medina's off and dealing already. Now facing an 0-2 count against Acuado. Pitch is outside, and the count 1-2. Medina, the opposite of Acuado. Medina, more of a flamethrower. High heat. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Okamoto. So that's strikeout number one, out number one. Up next is Carrero Akagi. Actually, we have that might be Kotaro Akagi, so that's T. So that's out number one. And the first pitch is a strike to Akagi with one away. Takes that one on the outside, and the count nothing and one. There is a stiff wind blowing, and the count now 0-2 after the strike on the call down the outside corner. It is blowing in from center field, it looks like now. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Akagi. That's strikeout number two for Medina and two outs. So next is Hiroki Yoshihara. So two away here. Medina making quick work so far of the Japanese lineup. Yoshihara from the left side. First pitch is a ball outside and the count 1-0. Bottom of the first inning, we're scoreless between Mexico and Japan. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the wind and the pitch from Medina. That is high for a ball, just missed. Count 2 balls and no strikes. 2 outs, bases clear for Japan. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the wind and the pitch from Medina. That is outside, ball three. So as quickly as Medina has gotten the first two batters out, he is struggling just as much here on the third batter. Now behind 3-0 to Yoshihara. Here's the 3-0. That's a strike called on the outside corner. Comes back with a fastball. So now the count sits at 3 balls and 1 strike. Still a hitter's count for Yoshihara. Medina working quickly. Looks for the sign. And now delivers a 3-1. Ball four outside, so walk for Yoshihara. Japan has a runner on. First base runner of the game for either side. Up next is Tayo Hayashi. So runner at first, 2 outs. And now the cleanup hitter is on. Hayashi, the left fielder. Throw over to first, and Yoshihara gets back in time. Outfield now spread straight away, about 20 feet in front of the track for each fielder. There goes the runner, and the throw to second, not in time. Yoshihara gets in with a stolen base. Pitch was low for a ball, I believe, and the count's 1-0. So stolen base for Hiroki Yoshihara. So now a runner in scoring position for Japan. So now here's the 1-0 from Medina. That goes by the catcher, and now going into third is Yoshihara. So advancing on a wild pitch by Medina, and that got past the catcher Noel Perez behind the plate. And now the count, 2 balls and no strikes. And now Perez calls time, wants to talk things over with Medina. Looked like Medina was going to blaze through this first inning. Now might give up a first run to Tayo Hayashi. So Hayashi, the right-handed hitter, steps back into the box. He'll go up against the righty Medina. It'll be a 2-0 count with 2 outs, a runner on third. Here's the pitch. And that is a strike on the outside corner. And the count 2-1 was low, and the bottom fell out of that one. But Medina comes back with an off-speed pitch to get a strike. So now the count 2 balls and 1 strike. Here's the 2-1. And the pitch is in the dirt again. Perez now throws back to third. Caught in a rundown is Yoshihara. The throw home is not in time. He gets underneath the tag. And the pitcher thought he had him. That was Medina making the tag. First baseman comes in. Jerry Cueva says, really? But Korea scores Japan scores the first run of the game. Yoshihara comes in to score on the wild pitch. And it's 1-0 Japan. And now the count is 3-1. Here's the pitch from Medina. And that is ball four. So a walk for Hayashi. And now Yusuke Kawanaka is up next. So, wow, this inning has turned. 2 outs, and then a run comes in on a wild pitch after the runner came all the way from third. There's Yoshihara, stolen base, a wild pitch, and then a run on a wild pitch. And Japan has one run on no hits. First pitch, pitch out, ball outside. Runner did not go. That was Hayashi. He's on first. So 1-0 the count, two outs. Mexico trying to get out of this inning without allowing another run. Medina with the sign, now glances back towards first. Now snaps throw to first, and out at first, and Medina picks off Hayashi, and that is the end of the inning as the team comes back with a brilliant play, congratulating Medina on the way to the dugout. One run, no hits, and no one left because of the caught stealing and the pickoff. At the end of one inning of play, it is Japan 1, Mexico nothing. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Top of the second inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland. We're all set for play here as Ryusei Okamoto takes the mound again for another inning of work. Jesus Castillo, the cleanup hitter, leads things off. Here in the top of the second inning, 1-0, Japan. So now here's the first pitch from Okamoto. Breaking ball outside in the count 1-0. Jesus Castillo so important in that game against Canada. Part of the robust second inning for Mexico. They need a robust inning to get back in the lead after falling down 1-0. The 1-0 inside, and now the count, 2 balls and no strikes. So Okamoto struggling here in the first couple pitches. Castillo, the left fielder, in the cleanup spot. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the one and the pitch from Okamoto. That is off speed in there for a called strike one. So now going over the signs again is the catcher, Hiroki Yoshihara, pointing to the fielders. Everyone backs up in the infield. Everyone playing on the back end of the dirt or in the grass. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And Castillo now has an even count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. After swinging through that breaking ball, jumped out in front of it. So now it'll be a 2-2. Here's the one and the pitch from Okamoto. And that one is hit weakly towards second. Fielding and firing over to first in time for the first out of the inning. So a ground out for 3. Good play by the second baseman, Karato Akagi, for the first out. So one away. Up next is Fernando Villacana. The center fielder. And there is one away. Base is clear here in the top of the second inning between Japan and Mexico. Now here's the pitch from Okamoto. And that one is chopped foul down the first baseline. And the count 0-1. One of the Mexico coaches. Nice barehanded catch. Night is completely fallen now. You could see the rooms in the Residence Inn Marriott which looks like the Oriole Park warehouse in right field. So now here's the 0-1. And the pitch, and this one is lined deep to right field. It's going to go all the way to the wall, bounce off the wall, rounding first and heading into second. And he's in there with a lead, one out double. Fernando Villacana just gets into second base, and Mexico has a runner in scoring position. Villacana laced that one, and it hit the base of the wall, and it's a one out double. So up next is Jerry Cuevas, who made the sweep tag at the end of the first inning and was able to make the pickoff move on Tayo Hayashi, which ended the first inning. So Jerry Cuevas trying to make an offensive move here. So now the Mexico dugout up on its feet trying to get the tying run. The catcher, Yoshihara, goes over the signs with the fielders. A wide lead at second for Villacana. Now here's the pitch from Okamoto. Well inside and diving out of the way was Cuevas. Count 1-0. How that didn't hit Cuevas, I don't know, because that one was in the middle of the right-handed hitter's batting box, right where Cuevas is standing. Here's the 1-0, and that is in the dirt. Yoshihara covers. And the count, two balls and no strikes. So a runner on second for Mexico. One out, and Japan has a 1-0 lead. Mexico threatening to tie the score. A base hit would do that. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch. And that is a strike called. And the count, 2-1. Thinking about running was Villacana at second, but he held up. So now 2-1 the count. One away. Here's the pitch, and that one in the dirt again. Yoshihara covers, and the count, three balls and one strike. A lot more fans for this game all around the lower tier, and a few more seats on the left field and right field line. So now it'll be a 3-1 pitch. Here's the pitch from Okamoto. That is strike two. So now the count full at three balls and two strikes. A huge at-bat here for Mexico. Okamoto has proven very tough here, but he's in trouble with Cuevas. So now the count, three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from Okamoto. Off speed, swing and a miss, strike three, and Cuevas is tagged out because that was in the dirt. So now, two away. And up next is Brain Guerrero. Brian Guerrero, actually. It's misspelled on our sheet here, but Brian Guerrero. And there's two away. So now a runner on second, but now it needs to be a clean base hit for the runner to score. And this one is hit right towards second base and making the catch for the final out of the inning is the second baseman, Karato Akagi. And that is the final out of the inning. Mexico does get a runner on it via double, but no runs to show for it. No runs, one hit, and one left. At the end of an inning and a half, it's Japan 1, Mexico nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once. like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at sfmsports.net.
Bottom of the second inning in Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here, and it is Japan leading Mexico 1-0. Japan back up at the plate. Andres Medina on for another inning of work for Mexico, and leading things off is Yusuke Kawanaka. And the first pitch goes behind the catcher, and the count 1-0. Kawanaka was at the play when Hayashi was caught in a pickoff attempt. So, new count for Kawanaka. So it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is hit opposite field towards the left field line. That's going to dunk it for a base hit fair. And rounding first and heading into second with a sliding double is Yusuke Kawanaka. That one hit on the base of the wall right near the foul pole. And Japan is in business here in the second inning. So next is Ryusei Takeyama. So Ryusei Takeyama out of the plate. Here's the pitch from Medina. That's a strike called on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. So a runner on second. That is Kawanaka. As Japan tries to add some insurance to their lead. Medina looks back at second. Now here's the 0-1. And that is outside. Ball one. So count 1-1. Some of the people in the Residence Inn Marriott, which is disguised to look as a warehouse for Memorial Park, are looking in from the windows at the game. Great view for a game down the right field side. So now it'll be a 1-1. Glance back by Medina. Gets back the runner Kawanaka. And the 1-1 is outside. Count 2-1. Japan was picked off in the first inning. Hayashi off of first. So now it'll be a 2-1 count to Takeyama. Medina looks back at second and delivers home. And this one is chopped high on a hop towards second. Throw to first in time for the first out of the inning. Advancing to third is Kawanaka. So Takeyama gets the sacrifice. 1-3. And up next is Kosuke Nishima. Kosuke Nishihima, the center fielder. So one away and a runner on third. Here's the pitch from Medina, and that is a strike called on the outside corner, and the count 0-1. So in trouble again is Medina. This time, though, it's one out trouble, not two out trouble. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch. This one chopped up weakly towards the mound. Throw home. They get the lead runner at home. Nice play. Two outs as Kawanaka out at home. Nishihima reaches on a fielder's choice. So up next is Shu Fukuta, the right fielder. So Mexico, realizing they're going up against a tough pitcher in Okamoto tonight, runs are at a premium. So they wanted to keep it 1-0, the lead here with two outs and a runner at first. So now there goes the runner. First pitch is a strike. The throw to second, not in time. Actually, they're going to call that a ball, my mistake. So now 1-0 count. And Nishihima steals second. So now it'll be 1-0. Here's the pitch. That is off speed. Breaking ball outside. And now the count 2-0. So Mexico trying to put a zero on the board. Gave up one run back in the first inning. Now here's the 2-0, and that is in the dirt. Noel Perez guns down at third, the runner. Noel Perez dropped the ball at home, and that was just enough time for Nishijima to test the runner, test the arm of Perez, and Perez able to gun him out at third. So that is the final out of the inning. So Nishijima caught stealing. It is no runs, one hit, and none left because of the caught stealing. At the end of two innings of play, it's Japan 1, Mexico nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to the top of the third inning. It is Japan leading Mexico 1-0. Rob Dawson on hand here at SFMSports.net. So nice of you to join us on this Monday night here in the final game of the day here in day four of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Leading things off is Sergio Atwell going up against the always tough Ryusei Okamoto. And the first pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. So once again, Japan, the third out on the base pass. Never want to do that. Japan's done it twice in the game. Here's the 0-1, and that is fouled away off the end of the bat. So now the count, no balls and two strikes. If Japan had not done that, I think they would have another run or two in this game right now. And the way Okamoto's pitching, that might be enough, but right now it's still a close 1-0 game. So now it'll be an 0-2 from Okamoto to Atwell. Here's the pitch. And this one is hit off the end of the bat, weakly towards short in the air. Coming up underneath it and making the catch first for the first out of the inning is Shu Fukuta. And that is out number one. So up next is Noel Perez, who is batting from the left side against the righty Okamoto. And there is one away. Base is clear. Here's the pitch from Okamoto. That is in there for a called strike. And the count 0-1. So Mexico trying to tie the game, but so far they have not gotten the leadoff runner on in any of the innings. The 0-1 off speed. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And Perez fooled. So now it'll be a nothing and two count. So now it'll be an 0-2 pitch. Off speed, low, and the count one ball and two strikes. There's a loud noisemaker right below us, as you can probably hear on the crowd mic. Here's the 1-2, and that one is hit, foul, into the seats down the left field line. What a ride that was by Perez. He gave that ball. If he could just pull it fair, that might have been gone. That one was hit right on the button off the end of the bat. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch. Just missing on the outside corner and the count 2-2. Okamoto really wanted that one. Now has to regroup here With a 2-2 count. Bases empty. One out here in the top of the third. Japan has a 1-0 lead. Mexico up at the plate. Here's the 2-2. This one is chopped foul down the first baseline. And we'll do it again. Staying alive is Perez. Reminder, action continues tomorrow on SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. A new slate of games. Busy day again, just as busy as it was today. Here's the 2-2. That one hit off the end of the bat. That's through for a base hit. And Perez rounds first and will hold there. Noel Perez with a one-out single. And Mexico has a runner on and in business going back up to the top of the order. So Alex Ballesteros will lead, come up to the plate again, the leadoff hitter who struck out back in the first inning. So he gets the sign from his manager. Perez will lead off first. Okamoto holds the set, now throws to first, and Perez back in time. Perez, not a huge lead at first. Judging by his speed down the line, he would probably not be as much of a threat to run. But we'll see here. And now here's the pitch to Ballesteros, and that one is hit. And that's going to dunk it for a base hit. It gets beyond the right fielder. It's going to go all the way to the wall. And now everyone is up at second and third. They're going to send Perez home. Actually, no, they're going to pull him back at third. So it's a double for Alex Ballesteros, and Mexico has runners on second and third with one out. And that ball for the right fielder, Shu Fukuta. That one bounced behind him. I made a mistake earlier in the game. Shama Sakashika is playing short. He made the catch from before in the earlier in the half inning. That was Fukuta in right field, and that ball bounced, and Fukuta stuck out his glove. That went behind him all the way to the wall. They will probably rule that an error, even though he didn't touch it, because he made a play on it. Oh, no, actually, they are going to do it a hit, and I think, seeing that there was a hot hit, so a difficult hop for him. So Roque Salinas is on. First pitch is fouled away in the count 0-1. So second and third for Mexico. They are threatening to score. They are down 1-0 to Japan. This is the first trouble all day for the pitcher, Rusei Okamoto. So now here's second and third. The 0-1 swing and a miss, strike two. And now the count, no balls and two strikes. Mexico really would love a run here. If they're going to get a chance against the tough Okamoto, this is it. Here's the 0-2. Outside, and the count, one ball and two strikes. So still second and third. That's Perez at third and Ballesteros at second. Ballesteros an enormous lead at second. The 1-2 outside and the count of two balls and two strikes. If Okamoto threw to second and someone would be covering, they would have Ballesteros by a mile at second. So let's see if Ballesteros takes as big of a lead here. He is. So now the count, two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, home, and this one chopped through for a base hit into right field. Here comes Perez. That's a tie game. Now the throw, home again, in not in time. And coming in to score is Ballesteros. It is a two-run single for Roque Salinas, and Mexico has a 2-1 lead. Score a run for Perez and Ballesteros. So Mexico, who couldn't hit a lick off Okamoto in the first two innings, has come back to take the lead 2-1. Now next is Andres Medina, the pitcher. A runner on first, and there's still only one out. And this one is grounded on towards third. Throw to second, one on to first, not in time, but they do get the lead runner. Medina reaches on a fielder's choice. And out is Salinas. So up next is the cleanup hitter, Jesus Castillo. So two in the third inning for Mexico. And going over signs is the catcher, Yoshihara. So now it's a runner on first. Two outs. You're in the top of the third. Two in for Mexico. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit off the end of the bat by Castillo. That's going to be a base hit. And runners on first and second now as Castillo keeps the rally going. Medina on the way to second. Castillo gets on with a single. And up next is Fernando Villacana, the center fielder. So now all of a sudden Okamoto can't get anyone out. So now 2-1 Mexico with two outs. Here's the first pitch to Villacana. It is a ball outside and the count 1-0. Okamoto really struggling here to find the strike zone here in this third inning. So now it'll be a 1-0. And there goes the runner. And caught in a rundown is Salinas. And now the throw to third. Now the throw to second. They still don't have him, and now they do. And that is the final out of the inning. So, two runs on three hits, and they leave one because of the caught stealing. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, it is Mexico 2, Japan 1. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here, and we want to remind you about social media for the Cal Ripken World Series. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSportsNet. We're here in the bottom of the third. Mexico has retaken the lead 2-1. Correction, going into the break, I said two runs, three hits. I actually call it two runs, two hits, and one error. That error going to Fukuta. We weren't sure, but it was tagged as an error for Japan. Now Japan is down as they come to the plate. They will go up against Andres Medina, who is on for another inning of work for Mexico. And leading things off is Shu Fukuta. So now Medina winds and delivers. The first pitch is a ball inside and the count 1-0. A lot of drama in this game. A lot of exciting moments. Not as much scoring as some of the other games, but some nice defensive plays. Here's the 1-0. And this one hit off the end of the bat deep towards left field, but not deep enough. Coming on and making the catch in left field is Jesus Castillo for the first out of the inning. So Fukuta flies out. Next is Shoma Sakashika. So one down here in the bottom of the third. We'll give you a scoreboard from what happened earlier today when we have an opportunity here. In at third is the third baseman, Sergio Atwell. And time is called by Sakashika. Now back in the left-handed hitter's batter's box. Here's the first pitch. Sakashika showing bunt. And the first pitch is a ball. And the count 1-0. Earlier today at Cal Senior's Yard, Korea beat New Zealand 10-0. Actually, that was Saturday's scores. We'll give you today's scores in a moment. Here's the 1-0. And that is a strike called on the inside corner. The count 1-1. Dominican Republic edged New Zealand today 7-6. Puerto Rico beat up Canada 13-3. It will be a 1-1. Here's the pitch, and this one off the catcher's mitt. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Harford County defeated Denver, Colorado today 8-2. And in the game just before us, Korea over Australia 7-1. At Nationals Field, a lot of United States action. Now this will be a 2-1 for Medina. Here's the pitch. That is just outside, ball three. The count 3-1. Prince George's County defeated Hanford, California 9-2. It was Meridian, Idaho beating Danbury, Connecticut 4-3. Here's the 3-1. Strike two called on the outside corner. And West Raleigh, North Carolina defeated Homewood, Illinois 12-1. That is your scoreboard here. And right here, 2-1 Mexico in the bottom of the third. Here's the 3-2 from Medina. The pitch is fair down the left field line. Sakashika rounds first. He's going to try for two. And he is safe. The throw was in time, but the tag was not. And Sakashika is on with a one-out double. What a throw from the left fielder, Castillo, but late with the tag was Guerrero. So now it's a runner on second with one out. And up to the top of the order again is Rusei Okamoto. Okamoto struck out in the first inning. Medina started out the game with 2 strikeouts. He does not have a strikeout since. Runner on second. Now that's Sakashika. And the pitch is outside and the count 1-0. I have done now, this is the fifth game that I have announced here for SFMSports.net for the Cal Ripken World Series. And so far through about half the game, this is easily the best played game between both sides. Now here's the 1-0, and this one chopped high on a hop towards second. Throw to first, not in time. They had to wait forever to get that hop. That was at second. Guerrero waiting for the ball to come down. It's an infield hit for Rusei Okamoto. And it's now runners on first and third for Kurato Akagi. Japan threatening to tie or retake the lead. So now it is first and third with one out. Signs in the infield. They will play a double play depth. But short and second. There goes the runner. And no throw as taking the stolen base was Okamoto. Pitch home was a ball. And stolen base for Okamoto. So now it'll be a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch to Akagi. And this one is hit off the end of the bat. And that will be caught in right field by Salinas. That is deep enough to get a run in. Tied at 2, but the throw to third is out at third. double play, run scores. So a double play, 9-4-5. And out at third is Akimoto trying to advance. But the game is tied at two. It's a sack ground into double play, fly ball for Akagi. We've come to the end of three innings of play. It's Mexico 2, Japan 2. We'll be back after this. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
We're trying to get some substitutions here. Rob Dawson back here. There are plenty for Japan. And we will try to get them to you. Actually, I was able to look over the whiteboard, so we don't need the PA system there. Japan and Mexico are tied at two. There is a new pitcher. It is number 8 for Japan, and we will pull out the roster here momentarily. Japan is Yuki Sakurai as the pitcher for Japan. Shu Fukuta is out of the game. Rusei Okamoto moves to Fukuta's spot in, at third base. So Okamoto is playing third base. And number 19, Rusei Takioka, is playing right field. So Takioka plays right field. Okamoto is at third. And pitching into the ball game is Yuki Sakurai. And looks like Shu Fukuta is out of the game. So we head to the top of the fourth inning here. And Japan was able to get one run back in the third inning. They were able to get it on a sack fly RBI. But then it wound up being a double play because a fly into a double play, 9-4-5. So a sacrifice double play. How about that? Fly ball variety. Don't see that often. Leadoff hitter for Mexico is Fernando Villacana. Again, he was on base during a caught stealing. The 0-1 swing and a miss and can now 0-2. So now the count, no balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit through the gap into right field for a base hit on the ground. And sprinting down to first is Fernando Villacana. He's on with a leadoff single against the new pitcher Sakurai for Japan. Jerry Cuevas comes up to the plate. Cuevas got a strikeout back in the second inning. Tied at two. Mexico has the lead runner on here in the fourth. Throw it back over to first. Getting back in time is Villacana. So there goes the runner. The throw over to second. Out at second base is Villacana. So Villacana caught stealing second. One away. Count one ball and no strikes to Cuevas. What a throw by the catcher Yoshihara. So now the base is clear with one out. That was a big caught stealing for Japan, trying to keep the momentum going after they scored in the bottom of the third inning. Now here's the 1-0. And the pitch is breaking ball, gets by the catcher. And the count, two balls and no strikes. What an exciting game here in the final game of the Cal Ripken World Series 2014. From day number four. Well, these teams trying to make it into the international pool play. So now it'll be a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch to Cuevas. That is a ball outside. Count now three balls and no strikes. So Sakurai, now in trouble at 3-0. And it'll be a 3-0. Here's the pitch. And that is a strike call down the middle. And the count, three balls and one strike. So still a hitter's count for Cuevas. Now it'll be a 3-1. Here's the pitch. Fouled away off the end of the bat. And the count, three balls and two strikes. So, good job by Sakurai to get this to a full count. So now it'll be 3-2. Here's the pitch. And this one in the dirt, ball four, and Cuevas is on. So up next is Brian Guerrero. Popped up back in the second inning. So one on and one out for Mexico. This game has now gone into a little bit of a slower pace here with Yuki Sakurai on the mound. So Sakurai looks back at first. Now delivers home. The pitch from the stretch is a ball. And the count 1-0. The playground in left center field getting a lot of action here tonight. It is just to the left of the scoreboard in left field. Very busy. All the kids huddled around the outfield fence. Such a great look. Here's the 1-0. That is high. Count two balls and no strikes. So now it is Cuevas on first. Here's the 2-0. That is a strike called on the outside corner and the count two balls and one strike. We're here at 9:10 Eastern time under the lights here. Now the wind is back blowing heavily from first base to left field. You can hear it a little bit. Now throw over to first and Cuevas gets back. So now it'll be a 2-1 count. Cuevas delivers, and this one fouled away. Off in the lower pavilion of the press box. And now the count even at two balls and two strikes. One at bat here between Guerrero and Sakurai. So now it'll be a 2-2. And this one fouled away. So Guerrero has fouled away several pitches now. Sakurai wiping the sweat off of his brow. And now looks in for the sign again as he tries to finish off Guerrero. Here's the 2-2. Strike three called on the outside corner, and down goes Guerrero. Strikeout number one for Sakurai. And there are two away. Up next is Sergio Atwell. So two away, runner on first. Here's the first pitch, and that is outside, ball one. Pitch out there, it looked like, and thinking that Cuevas would run, but Cuevas was not running anywhere, still on first. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit very deep in the left field corner. That is going to dunk off of the wall for a base hit. Rounding third and coming in to score is Cuevas, and Mexico has taken the lead again. It's 3-2. It's an RBI double for Sergio Atwell. Falling down on the play, it looked like was the center fielder for Japan, Kasuke Nishima. After he recovered, the ball hit off the wall, and the left fielder, Tayo Hayashi, not ready for it to bounce off the wall that far. You hear the chants from Mexico. Up next is Noel Perez. 3-2, Mexico's in front. And they have a runner on second with two outs. Here's the first pitch. And this one popped up a mile high, but more carrying towards center field. And coming on and making the catch for the final out of the inning for Japan is Kasuke Nishihima. And we have come to the end of three and a half, but not before a run for Mexico. It is one run on two hits. And they leave two. At the end of three and a half, it is Mexico 3, Japan 2. We'll be back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland. It's Mexico leading Japan 3-2. Rob Dawson on hand here at SFMSports.net. So we bring you the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Now this about the TuneIn app. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world. On your mobile device with the TuneIn app, just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2, then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Leading off is Hiroki Yoshihara for Japan, the catcher. And the first pitch is a strike to Andres Medina, who's on for another inning of work. And the count, no balls and one strike. Right side of the second base is playing deep, but short and third are in for Mexico. And it's Alex Ballesteros and Sergio Atwell. Here's the 0-1. Off speed and high. And the count, one ball and one strike. Final game of the night here at Cal Seniors Yard. We'll be back on the air at 9:50 a.m. tomorrow on SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2 for more action. Eight games in total tomorrow as well. Eight were today. 1-1 hit right up to Medina. Flips to first in time for the first out of the inning. So, out number one. Up next is Taiyo Hayashi. Got a walk in the first inning and ended the first inning on a pickoff. Hayashi batting from the right side against the righty Medina. Here's the first pitch, and that is a ball. And the count 1-0. Japan trying to remain undefeated. Here's the 1-0. And this one is a strike. And the count 1-1. So now, everyone is set. The off-speed 1-1 high. And we count 2-1. Looked like a breaking ball. Did not fall into the zone. Left it high up there. And it'll be a 2-1. That is outside ball three. Fastball. In the opposite batter's box. So now the count, 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1, the count, 1 out. Here's the one in the pitch. And that is low, ball 4. So Hayashi is on with a walk. Up next is Yusuke Kawanaka. Got a double in the second inning. Yusuke Kawanaka. So, bottom of the fourth, one away. Japan down 3-2, but they have a tying run on first. Throw over to first. Not in time. Getting back is Hayashi. So now, leading off at first again is Hayashi. And now throw back over to first, but it gets past the first baseman. And going on to second and getting in there safely is Hayashi. So Hayashi advances on the error. And now Japan has a runner in scoring position with one out. So Medina throwing over to first. And not being able to come up with the ball was Jerry Cuevas at first. So 3-2 again, and now Japan, the first pitch to Kawanaka is fouled away. Now the count, no balls and one strike. So now it'll be an 0-1. Runner on second for Japan. Medina looks back at second. Now delivers. And this one, swing and a miss. Strike two. And going on the way to third, as is Hayashi, as the ball got away from the catcher. So a wild pitch. Now it was a swing and a miss. Strike two. So now the count, no balls and two strikes to Kawanaka. Batting from the left side. Actually, they're going to call that a ball. They're going to call it a ball, and it's 1-1 the count. Here's the 1-1. This one chopped up towards short, playing in, throw home, not in time. The ball gets away from the catcher. And Japan has tied the game 3-3 and running from first towards second and getting in there in time is Kawanaka. tie ball game at 3. Score a run for Hayashi. So Kawanaka will call reaches on the fielder's choice. Hayashi scores on an error. And Kawanaka standing on second, advancing on the error. So 2 errors in the inning already for Mexico. Have a tie game at 3. And the pitch is outside. And the count 1-0 to Rusei Takioka. And there's still only 1 out in the inning. And it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that is high. Count of 2 balls and no strikes. Medina seems to be faltering here. So now the count of 2 balls and no strikes. Here is the 2-0. And the pitch is fouled away, almost into the dugout, bounces into the stands and the third base side, and the count 2-1. There is some real dancing movement by Alex Ballesteros of the shortstop, doing sort of like a hokey pokey dance, trying to distract the runner Kawanaka at second. And the pitch is outside, ball 3. And the next pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count 3-2. So now here's the 3-2. Foul tipped. And just staying alive is Takioka. Almost a strikeout there, but foul tipped called. Kawanaka is on second still. So now it'll be a 3-2. Here's the pitch. And this one hit off the end of the bat. Through for a base hit into left field. Rounding third is Kawanaka. Here's the throw. He is out at home plate. What a throw from left field to the catcher. And that is out number 2. Kawanaka out. It's a single for Takioka. Advancing to second on the throw. So next is Kasuke Nishima. We are still tied at 3. Wow, what a throw from the left fielder, Jesus Castillo. So 2 away, and the first pitch is high, and the count 1-0. So now here's the 1-0, and that is a strike called, and the count 1-1. So a runner on second for Japan still, but they did not get a run across. We're still tied at 3. Here is the 1-1 from Medina. Breaking ball in there for a called strike 2. So now the count at 1-2. 2 outs. And a runner on second for Japan. Mexico trying to keep it a tie game. So it'll be a 1-2. Medina's pitch is high. And now the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. incredible excitement and tension here at Cal Senior's yard. Not to be outrivaled by the first game here today. The 2-2 high in the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. That was a run-run game between the Dominican Republic and New Zealand. This one, I think, has a little bit more intensity to it. So now the count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Japan has a runner on second. That is the go-ahead run for Japan here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Medina looks back at second. Now throws home the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. No. Foul tipped. Foul tipped by Nishima. I beg your pardon. Just getting a piece. And we'll do it again. Standing at second is Takioka. Three, two again. Here's the pitch. And this one popped up a mile high down third baseline. And coming on and making the catch is the shortstop, Alex Ballesteros, for the final out of the inning. But not before one run comes across for Mexico. It's one run on one hit, 2 errors in the inning, and 1 left on base. At the end of 4 innings of play, we have a tie game. It's Mexico 3, Japan 3. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on 2 things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Back here in the top of the fifth inning, we are tied at 3 between Mexico and Japan. Rob Dawson on hand here on SFMSports.net. We are so happy you can join us here on this Monday night. What a great way to end up 5 games at Cal Senior's yard with this gem here, with a tie ball game at 3. Still on the mound is Yuki Sakurai for another inning of work. We might have some more substitutions coming. We'll go to the PA here when we have a second.
Now batting, number 12, Alex Ballesteros.
Well, no substitutions there, but I do tell you that Alex Ballesteros leading off here in the top of the fifth inning. Sakurai gets ready and delivers. The first pitch is a strike and the count 0-1. So now no balls and 1 strike the count. Short and second playing deep in the hole. Now here's the 0-1. And that one outside, almost mishandled by Yoshihara, but he falls on it. The count even at 1 ball and 1 strike. A lot of buzz here in the ballpark from both sides. Now it's a 1-1 count. Here's the slow wind and the pitch. This one fouled away off the end of the bat. The count 1 ball and 2 strikes. We appreciate you listening. It's 9:30 Eastern Time here in Aberdeen, Maryland, so we appreciate you joining wherever you may be across the United States or the world. So now the count at one ball and two strikes to Ballesteros, who struck out in the first and reached on an error in the third. Eventually came around to score. Here's the 1-2, chopped up towards third, high hop, and throw over to first. In time for the first out of the inning. That was a very difficult hop, and it hit the third baseman, Okamoto, in the face as he was trying to make that play. There is one away. Roque Salinas now at the plate. Flied out in the first inning. Got a big two-run single in the third inning, though. And there is one away. And the first pitch is a ball on the count 1-0. Now here's the 1-0. And that is a ball outside in the count 2-0. Now here's the 2-0. And that is low. And the count of 3 balls and no strikes now. So struggling here with the tough batter, Salinas. Now it'll be a 3-0. Pitch is called a strike on the inner part of the plate. So I have a count, 3 balls and 1 strike. One out here, base is empty for Mexico here in the top of the fifth inning. So now it'll be a 3-1. Here's the one in the pitch. This one hit off the end of the bat. That's going to dunk in for a base hit in between left and center field. Making the wide turn at first is Salinas. He gets back to first. It'll be a one-out single for Mexico. And up next is Andres Medina. Did you hear the Mexico chants? Fans on the third base side. So now one away. Tie ball game at 3 with a runner on first. Here's the throw to first. Is not in time. Salinas gets back. Checking the runner was Sakurai, the pitcher. Now Sakurai is ready for the mound. Here's the first pitch home, and that is a ball. And the count 1-0. And it'll be a 1-0. Throw over to first now. And Salinas wasn't even running. And he gets back. Earlier today, Dominican Republic beat New Zealand 7-6. Dominican Republic getting their first win. And this one is chopped up towards third. Could be two. Throw to second, one. On to first. In time, a double play. 5-4-3, double play, turn by Japan, and down goes Mexico. So no runs, one hit, and nobody left because of the double play. At the end of 4.5 innings, it's Mexico 3, Japan 3. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Bottom of the fifth inning. We have a tie ball game, 3-3 between Mexico and Japan. Rob Dawson here on SFMSports.net. Still Andres Medina on the mound for Mexico. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. Friday, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5, followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m. Get the schedules, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. So leading things off for Japan is Yuki Sakurai. This is his first at-bat of the game after coming in for Rusei Okamoto. Andres Medina still on the mound, and the first pitch is a ball on the count 1-0. We have a tie ball game, 3-3, here in the final game of the Cal Ripken World Series Day 4 here at Cal Seniors Yard. Here's the 1-0. And that is a strike called, and the count 1-1. There's no game going on simultaneously across Nationals Yard, so this is the last game of the day. It'll be a 1-1. From Medina, here's the pitch, and that one is outside. Count 2 balls and 1 strike. And now the 2-1 is low, and the count 3 balls and 1 strike. As I was saying before, last half inning, Dominican Republic got their first win over New Zealand, 7-6. Dominican Republic 1-2 in Group C play. New Zealand 0-3 in Group D play. Puerto Rico over Canada, 13-3. Puerto Rico 3-0. Canada 0-3. Puerto Rico in first place in Group C. Here's the 3-1. And that is outside ball 4. So walking the pitcher was Medina. So Yuki Sakurai on with the walk to get things started here in the fifth. Hartford County in United States play beat Denver, Colorado 8-2. Hartford County is now 3-0, leading Group B in the U.S. pool. Denver, Colorado 1-1 in third place in Group B. So up next is Shoma Sakashika, batting from the left side. Runner on first, nobody out. Here's the pitch from Medina, showing bunt. Pitch is a strike. Throw home. First is not in time. And getting back is Sakurai just in the nick of time. Actually, that pitch was a ball home. Count 1-0. It is Korea over Australia today, 7-1. That was the game before us. Korea 1-1. Korea 2-1, rather. Australia 2-1 as well. They're tied for the lead in Group D. Now it's a 1-0. Throw over to first. Gets away from Cuevas, but not far enough away for Sakurai to take second. He's still at first. Almost another error. Earlier today at Nationals Yard, it is Prince George's County over Hanford, California, 9-2. So Prince George's County is now 2-0. Hanford, California, 2-1 Hanford, California, half a game behind Prince George's County for first place in Group A. Two top teams. They're over to first, not in time. And it'll be a 1-0. Medina looks in for the sign with a runner on first. Nobody out for Japan. And now Medina steps off the rubber. Time called. Now he steps back on. Meridian, Idaho beat Danbury, Connecticut 4-3. Meridian, Idaho 1-1 in pool play. And now a pitch out, throw back to first is not in time. That was a ball home. And Sakurai back to first, count 2-0. Meridian, Idaho 1-1 in Group A. Danbury, Connecticut 1-2. Idaho in third place, Connecticut in fourth. Throw over to first is not in time again. And West Raleigh, North Carolina defeated Homewood, Illinois 12-1. West Raleigh is 2-0 in second place, a half a game behind Harford County. And now the 2-0 is a strike. The throw to second is not in time. Sakurai steals second base, and Mexico can't believe it. They thought they had him. Now they count 2 balls and 1 strike. Homewood, Illinois is 0-3 in last place in Group B. West Raleigh, North Carolina, as we said, 2-0, a half a game behind. And right here, Mexico leads Japan 2-1. Mexico 1-1 in Group C. 1-1 in Group D, rather. Japan 2-0 in Group C. Here's the 2-1. This one bunted beautifully. Pitcher comes up to it. Medina throws over to first in time for the first out of the inning. That advances the runner to third, though. And Sakashika gets the sacrifice bunt down 1-3. That was a beauty because it was about 5 feet in front of the plate. He got that ball down. A long run for Medina off the mound, but just able to nab Sakashika. So now we get back up to the top of the order. Batting from the left side is Rusei Akimoto, a lefty hitter. So now time is called by the umpire as there is extra balls on the field. So one away, Japan trying to take the lead here in the fifth inning. This is the second to last inning. Remember, we play six. If we don't have a tie after six, we keep on playing until we have a winner. There are no regulation on innings in Little League or in the Cal Ripken Babe Ruth rules. First pitch is hit off the end of the bat, foul. And the count, no balls and 1 strike. So now it'll be an 0-1. Runner on third is Sakurai. Here's the pitch. This one chopped through for a base hit. In comes Sakurai to score. Rounding first and holding there is Rusei Akimoto. It's an RBI single, and Japan is back in the lead. They now lead 4-3. So score a run for Sakurai. And now Japan has that critical run to go ahead in the game. They lead 4-3. Up next is Karato Akagi. And now the pitch out is a ball on the count 1-0. Runner did not go. That was Okamoto. And the managers came out to point out a foul ball or a ball that flipped over the fence into the field of play, but now all is taken care of. Kids in the back playing catch. Maybe that was what it was. Okamoto leads off first. Adina looks in for the sign and now delivers. Nope. Actually glances off towards first and steps off the rubber. Time is called. And now steps back on, looks in towards home plate. One in already for Japan. Here's the 1-0. And this is a pitch out again, the throw to first. They did not get him. Just in time was Okamoto back to first. So now the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Very close play at first. Okamoto was almost gunned out. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch from Medina. There goes the runner, and the pitch is fouled away. And the count now 2-1. That ball fouled away, out of play. So now the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Minor coverage starts on SFMSports.net tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. from both Nationals Yard and Cal Seniors Yard. Here's the 2-1, and that one is not in time at first. The throw to first, not in time. Okamoto just gets back. They are really keeping their eye on Okamoto here, and they should. Okamoto has been very close to being thrown out at first. So now it'll be a 2-1. Medina looks in for the sign and now is ready. There goes the runner. The 2-1 is a strike home. The throw to second, not in time. It's going to go into the outfield, but not far enough. Standing at second with a stolen base is Rusei Okamoto. Now the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So now Okamoto leads off of second. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Medina pitches, swing and a miss, deflected in to the mitt. Strike 3 called. It's a strikeout. And Akagi is down. So up next is Hiroki Yoshihara. Got a walk in the first inning and grounded out in the fourth. So he's 0 for 1 on the day. Wind blowing steadily in from the right field line, right field to left field. And first pitch is a ball and the count 1-0. Umpire goes up, cleans the plate. So now it'll be a 1-0. Medina looks in for the sign. Trying to stop the bleeding here at 1 run. Glances off towards second. And now here's the 1-0. In there for a called strike 1. On second is Okamoto. And now time is called as the catcher Perez wants to go over and talk things over with Medina. And Yoshihara took the opportunity to go talk to his coach as well. 4-3, Japan has the lead. They've just taken the lead here in the fifth inning. Now it'll be a 1-1. Medina still looking in and holding the set. And now is ready. Lance is back towards second. Now throws home. And the pitch out is ball outside. Runner did not go, though. That was Okamoto. He knew that was coming. And now they count 2 balls and 1 strike. And so now the 2-1 is outside, ball 3. So now we have 3 balls and 1 strike. Three and one the count. Now the wind is blowing in, it looks like, from center field. That'll be a 3-1. Here's the pitch from Medina. This one fouled away. And now the count is full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Pivotal pitch here. Medina has been a warrior, pitching the entire game for Mexico. Seems to be really laboring here. If he could get through 5, he would love to do it. It'll be a 3-2 count. Two outs. Japan has a runner on second. Yoshihara at the plate. Medina holds the sign, now has it. And delivers the 3-2. Fouled away off the end of the bat, and we'll do it again. What an at-bat here in Aberdeen. And the wind shifts direction again, this time blowing in from right field. Judging by the flags. And it'll be a 3-2. Here's the pitch. This one chopped up weakly towards short. Flipped over to first in time for the final out of the inning. So Yoshihara grounds out 6-3. And we've come to the end of five innings of play. But one run on one hit, and they leave one. Last licks for Mexico in the top of the sixth inning. It's Japan 4, Mexico 3. Back for the sixth in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the sixth inning, last opportunity for Mexico here. They trail 4-3, and Yuki Sakurai for Japan is on for another inning of work. Japan scoring that run in the fifth on an RBI single by Rusei Okamoto, who started this game as the pitcher. And due up in the inning for Mexico, unless there's a pinch hitter, will be Jesus Castillo, Fernando Villacana, and Jerry Cuevas. But leading things off here is Jesus Castillo here in the sixth inning. Grounded out in the second, got a single in the fifth, in the fourth rather. And the pitch is off the catcher's mitt and bounces away. And the count 1-0, Yoshihara tracked that down. Right by the first base side. Reminder, stay tuned after the game. After the final out is recorded, we'll have the post-game ceremony with both teams. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch. And this one off the catcher's foot this time. Bounces away. The count, two balls and no strikes. Inning going according to plan for Mexico here so far. So now the count, two balls and no strikes. Sakurai nods and has a sign. Now the slow delivery and the 2-0. This one is a strike, and the count 2-1 on the inner part of the plate. Castillo, not sure he liked that call. So now it'll be a 2-1. Sakurai now with the delivery. And the 2-1 is swing and a miss. Strike two in the dirt. Yoshihara struggling to pick up his stuff. The shortstop and third baseman came in together for Japan. Okamoto and Sakashika came in to see if they could give Sakurai some advice. Sakurai weighed them off, I think, or something. Sakurai's got this under control, it seems. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Castillo. That's the first strikeout. Up next is Fernando Villacana. So now one away. And this pitch is chopped up towards second. Slow hop, but coming on and making the play over to first was Carrato Akagi. And Villacana is retired for out number two. So Granda 4-3. Mexico's down to their final out. It's Jerry Cuevas. So 4-3 Japan in front. Bases empty, two outs. Jerry Cuevas has a strikeout in the second and a walk in the fourth. And this is important for Mexico. They're playing for their knockout round lives here. Mexico would fall to 1-2 outside the top two of a loss here. And this one is chopped up towards second on the first pitch. Throw across the diamond to first in time, and Japan wins 4-3. Ground out 6-3. Mexico goes down 1-2-3 in the top of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, and no one left. And Japan wins it 4-3. As Japan congratulates each other first, as they line up on the first baseline, Mexico lines up on the third baseline, and we are ready for the postgame celebration. Let's head to the public address system.
The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of the Babe Ruth League's late president and CEO, Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child has the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Bob Dixon. Bob Dixon is a member of the board of directors of the Babe Ruth League and acting tournament director of the Cal Ripken World Series. Tellefson Award winner for us. Today's award for the visiting team Mexico goes to number 7, Roque Salinas. The Tellefson Award for today's home team, Team Japan, goes to number 20, Yusei Okamoto. Congratulations to these outstanding players.
All right, so as you heard there, players of the game, Rusei Okamoto for Japan and Roque Salinas for Mexico. And Japan wins 4-3. They remain undefeated in pool play. Mexico falls to 1-2. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back and talk about the totals next. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Rob Dawson back here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Japan wins 4-3 over Mexico. We'll be back to wrap up the totals right after this break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland, and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
This is SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland, as we wrap up the long day of baseball here. 5 games at Cal Seniors Yard, and the final one, Japan over Mexico in a thriller, 4-3. We'll tell you how this game went. We'll also give you the final line score with Mexico 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 3 left. For Mexico, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and 3 left on base. We'll recap this game here, and the scoring started off with Japan in the first inning. Hiroki Yoshihara, the catcher for Japan, got on with a walk, and then while Taiyo Hayashi was at the plate, Yoshihara got a stolen base, advanced to third on a wild pitch, and advanced to home on a wild pitch. And Japan had a 1-0 lead through one inning of play. We played through a scoreless second inning. Andres Medina, by the way, the Mexico pitcher, 2 strikeouts to lead things off of that first inning, and then it got difficult there with the 2 walks. However, Hayashi was picked off on the first pitch of the at-bat to Kawanaka, so he got out of it there for Medina. Meanwhile, the pitcher for Japan, Rusei Okamoto, was brilliant too through the first 3 innings of the game. But we've advanced to the third inning, and that's when Mexico wrestled the lead back from Japan. Things started off with Noel Perez with 1 out, got a single. Then Alex Ballesteros at the top of the order got a long hit to right field. It was originally at first called a hit and then moved to an error. And the ball bounced in front of the right fielder at the time, Shu Fukuta. Took 1 bounce, and Fukuta misplayed the hop. It went all the way to the wall. And Ballesteros went to first to third, or made it to second and third. And then Roque Salinas came on with the big 2-run single in the game to get both of them home. So Perez scored, and Ballesteros scored, and that was 2-1 Mexico. Bottom of the third inning, Japan would answer back with 1 run. It was Shoma Sakashika with a double. And then Rusei Okamoto got an infield single to make it runners first and third. Then he got a stolen base to make it runners second and third. And then Karato Akagi got a sac fly RBI. That scored Sakashika. But then Okamoto, moving from second to third, was gunned out. So there was 1 out in the inning. The fly out was the second one. And then the throw to third was the third and final out of the inning. So a sac fly double play for Karato Akagi, but he did get the RBI out of it, and that tied the ball game at 2 through 3 innings. We go to the top of the fourth. Mexico took the lead back. Started out with a single by Fernando Villacana, and then Sergio Atwell came on with a double. With runners on, Jerry Cuevas got a walk to move Villacana to second, so as runners on first and second, Sergio Atwell came on with an RBI double. And that made it 3-2 Mexico. Bottom of the fourth inning, Japan would tie the game again. It started out with a Taiyo Hayashi walk. And then he advanced on an error. And then a wild pitch would get him over. Kawanaka, by the way, reached on a fielder's choice, and that was out, reached on a fielder's choice. Taiyo Hayashi came in on the error. They were throwing on that hit by Kawanaka. The Mexico defense decided to see if they could get the runner at home, and that was Hayashi running in from third. The throw was not in time, and it was dropped by the catcher, Noel Perez. And then they tried to throw to second, and Kawanaka was there. So he advanced on the error. He reached on the fielder's choice, and the run came in for Japan to tie the game at three. Rusei Takioka tried to make things interesting with the bases empty with a single and then advancing on the throw, but it was no good. Japan left a runner on base because of that. And at the end of three innings, at the end of four innings of play, we were tied at three. So we headed to the fifth inning. And that is Mexico had a chance to score but grounded into a double play. Bottom of the fifth inning, Japan would get the winning run. Yaku Sakurai, who came on off the bench to pitch, started things off with a walk with a bat. Shoma Sakashika got a sacrifice bunt to move Sakurai over. So it was a runner on second, and Rusei Okamoto was able to get the RBI single in the fifth to drive in Sakurai. And that made it 4-3. Mexico in the sixth inning went down 1-2-3, and that was the end of the game. The final score, once again, Japan over Mexico 4-3. Japan 3-0, undefeated in pool play so far in Group C. And they are now tied with Puerto Rico. Mexico falls to 1-2. They are now a full game behind Australia and Korea in Group D. Sets up a pivotal final day for Mexico and Korea and Australia as well. So should be entertaining games there. We'll be back to look forward till tomorrow. And that's coming up right after this break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. Then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Rob Dawson back on here one more time from Aberdeen, Maryland. Japan beats Mexico 4-3. A celebration of sorts with many people playing catch out on the field as the day has come to a close here. Day number four of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And what a day it has been. It has been an exciting day, and it's been an exciting last game. The first game and the last game of the day here at Cal Senior's Yard. Probably the most exciting and the two most exciting games of the day and tournament so far. Want to remind everyone, coming up tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning on SFM Sports Channel 1, more action from the Cal Ripken World Series at Cal Senior's Yard. It is Canada versus the Dominican Republic. On SFM Sports Channel 2, live from Nationals Field, is the Southeast Region West Raleigh, North Carolina team versus Harford County. And that will start a day of coverage, which will start at 10 a.m. and then right around now, again, just after 10 o'clock, so 12 full hours about, of Cal Ripken World Series coverage on SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. Special thanks to our executive producer, that's Steve Clendenin, and special thanks as well to Maroon PR for helping us out with all the media relations material, and special thanks to the staff at the Ripken Experience for their continued support of our broadcast. And once again, the final score of the last game, Japan over Mexico, 4-3. I'm Rob Dawson reminding you, stay tuned tomorrow at 9:50 in the morning for more coverage on SFM Sports Channel 1 and Channel 2. Until tomorrow morning, I'm Rob Dawson saying so long from Aberdeen, Maryland. You've been listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.